Shalom. Bezer Shem, tomorrow we're going to have a shiur on Mitzvah Bo Yoshim Mir Shlucho, and it's going to be related also to the Yontif of Sukkos. Because I have to give you also Yomim in Yonah Diyom Shiurim. So this is going to be a crossbreed between Kedushin and Sukkos. You'll see tomorrow's packet. There is a Mishnah that we learned yesterday from Trumas that says Ha'ovi kachovim makusi shetarmu trumosim truma, that if a goyim decide to be mafris truma, has a real din of truma. That means if a non-kohen eats it, he's chayv misa. It's not just, oh, the goy was mafrish, so it doesn't count. I would have thought that a goy's mafrish, maybe it's meaningless. But apparently, what's the issue? The issue is that truma is a chova of the land. So as long as the land is chayiv, so what, the goy was mafrish, but it's a din in the produce of the land. So as long as the ownership of the land doesn't change because it's owned by a goy, then it's going to be chayiv in trumas and maisus. It's a chiddush, right? So Rashi points out that in order for the land of the goy to be chayiv and trumas, not to be chayiv, to that if he was mafrish, in other words, it's chal. So you need to assume two things. You need to assume that ein kinyan la'akum lahavkia, which means that with the machlokes and the mesachas gittin, if goy owns a piece of land, is it mafkia from trumas and maisus or not? Is it din shmita? Is it trumas maisus or not? So the machlokas. One opinion says yesh kinyan lafkia. That means if a goy owns a piece of land, there's no kedusha to that land, and therefore anything that grows is not chayiv in trumas and maisus. But the other opinion says there ain't kinyan lafkia. That even though the goy owns the land, but the ownership doesn't result in that the growth is not chayiv. The growth still is chayiv. Okay, so that's one thing you have to assume, and you also have to assume that the miruach of an akum is still chayiv in trumas and maisus. In other words, what is the chayiv of trumas and maisus? When the whole processing is done, when you take the chaff out of the kernel from the chaff, and you put the kernels up and you pile them up, down the chayiv and trumas and maisus. So even if a guy does it, it's also chayiv and trumas and maisus. So that's what he's saying. So that's the Mishnah. Let's just read a little bit more in the Gemara before we see the Tosis. So the Gemara says, since I might, but the din is that a goy can't be a shliach. If I have to be mafrish truma, I can't appoint the goy as a shliach. So why not? Why not? So the Gemara says, because he's not b'nei bris. Why don't you say he's not b'toras? He is b'toras. B'toras he is. Because he can, like by gittin kedushin, he can't be a shliach because he's not b'toras gittin kedushin. He doesn't have any gittin kedushin for himself. But for what? But for the truma, he is b'toras. So from the perspective of b'toras, he would have been able to be a shliach. But since it's special, there is a kosova atem ma'atem b'nei bris avshulchachem b'nei bris, so a goy cannot be a shliach. So then the Gemara continues. Well, Rab Shimon the potter, however, Rab Shimon says not so. Rab Shimon says that the produce of a goy is not chayiv in trumas and maisus. The snan trumas obe kachovim medabas v'chayavim aleh chomesh. The Mishnah says that this is a Mishnah also in trumas that says that, what does medabas mean? What is that word? Midamas. So what does the word midamas mean? What? What's the Hebrew word? Yeah. What? Yeah, mu'rav. Midamas, like you said, means mixed in. Mixed in. So we know that the din is that there are halachas of treif food gets mixed in kosher food, right? So if you have enough of it, the kosher food, it's 60 times the amount of then the treif, then it's going to be bought. But if not, then it's going to asher all the food, right? Say you have 50 units of kosher food, 50 units of kosher milk, and then one unit of treif milk falls in. So now you got to throw out the whole thing. But if it's 60 to 1, then it's okay. By truma, the halacha is, if truma falls in chulin, so if there's 100 chulin to the truma, so then it's batal. But if it's less than 100 to 1, then the whole thing is a suffix truma. So therefore, if you're not a kohen, you can't eat it. But if you're a kohen, then you can eat it. But a non-kohen can only eat it if there was 100 chulin to the one unit of truma. Then it's batal. Okay? So, the question is, what if a goy's truma falls into chulin? So do we say that causes a problem? Meaning if you don't have the right shear to bevatel it, then it causes a problem. Or do we say goy's truma is meaningless, and therefore even if you don't have the right shear, it's not a problem. So that's what the Mishnah says. Trumas ove kachavim midamas. Meaning if it gets mixed in, l'urav, then it causes an isser on the whole thing. Provided that if there wasn't a shear of bittul, the chayavim alei chomesh, and if a non kohen eats it b'shogeg, he has to pay the amount that he ate plus a fifth more, because it's the real makoy. Reb Shimon poiter. Reb Shimon says no, that the goy's truma is meaningless. So therefore, if it gets mixed in, even if you don't have 100 to 1, no problem. And what? And if the czar eats it, no problem. I mean, if it's not his, he has to pay it. Got it, but he doesn't have to pay the extra fifth, because it's not truma. So if you hold like Tanakama, that a goy's stuff is chayv and truma, and a goy's mafrish is real truma, so then I understand that there's a havamina to say that you need, it could be going to be a good shliach for Yisrael. Because from the perspective of the Torah, he is the Torah. So therefore, I need a special pasuk to say what? Atem, gam atem, that no good. My atem b'nebris, afstuchacha b'nebris. But according to Reb Shimon, a goy is truma, he's not chayin truma. So he's not the Torah. He's not the Taurus. So therefore, why do you need a special pasuk of Atem Gamatem to say that he couldn't be a good shliach? He can't even be a good shliach because he's not the Taurus. So you don't even need the pasuk. So why do we have a pasuk? That's the Taurus kash. Because if you hold that kind of comedy, he is the Taurus. So therefore, I need a special pasuk to say that even though he's the Taurus truma, he still can't be a shliach. Special pasuk is the Taurus. But if you say that one, that he can't even map his stuff is not high, so he's not even the Taurus. So then why instead of course he can't be a shmich? You don't even need the pasuk. So that's the Gemara's kasha.
Where is the kasha? Uli Reb Shimon, the potter, according to Reb Shimon, that's potter, the snan trumas of ikuchavim edamas, chayvim alei chomesh, Reb Shimon potter, atem gam atem lamali.
So
So the Gemara says Istrich. So Kadais Chamina Hoel V'Omar Mar Atem V'Lo Arisim Atem V'Lo Shutvim Atem V'Lo Apetropesin Atem V'Lo Hatorim Eshein Shalo Eim Atem V'Lo Shluchachem Nami Kamash V'Lon.
Whereas he says, no, you need the pasuk to teach you something else according to Reb Shimon. Of course, according to Reb Shimon, you don't need the pasuk to tell me that a goy can't be a shliach for Truman, because a goy isn't even b'toras. So you need the pasuk to tell me something else. What does the pasuk need to tell me? So look at the Rashi Itzrich. Lebu yishliach l'Truman. Mishum d'chsiv atem l'mutei arisim. Militrum chelko shol balabayis. Apotropos. The halacha is, if I have a sharecropper, right? What does a sharecropper mean? That means he's going to work my field, and he's going to get a certain percentage of the produce of the field, and I'll take a certain percentage. He'll get a quarter, and I'll get it. So he's considered like a part owner in the produce. He gets a quarter. So could he be mafresh on his own, without me appointing him a shliach? So we say he's sort of like a partner. So the halacha is no, atem v'lo arisim, that your oris, the sharecropper, cannot be mafresh. If you appoint him a shliach, then of course. But we're talking about even if you didn't appoint him a shliach, so we say that he's like a partial bailim. So he can be mafresh on his own? No. Atem v'lo arisim. Atem v'lo shutfim. If you have a shutav, he can't be mafresh because part of it is yours. So you can't be mafresh either. Atem v'lo shutfim. Atem v'lo apotropos. If, say, there are yesomim, and Besdin has to appoint a caretaker for them to, you know, deal with all their dealings. So do we say that the apotropos is, you know, doing all the sales for the yesomim? So maybe the apotropos on his own could be mafresh trumas and maestras on the produce of the yesomim? Also not. So since I see that there are three people that are not good, the arisim are no good, the shutvin are no good, the apotropos are no good, so I might think atem v'lo atorim esheinu shalo, and also atem v'lo atorim esheinu shalo, and of course, if it's not yours, you can't be mafresh. So I might think, just like apotropos can't do it, and just like a shutav can't do it, an oris can't do it. So I might think maybe a shliach also can't. Maybe there's no concept of shlichus by truma. Kamash malon, atem gam atem l'rabo shluchachem. There was, what we're doing is we're going back to the original drasha. It was originally we thought atem gam atem is l'rabo shliach, but then the Gemara says, what do you need that pasuk from? Can't you learn it out from Gerushin and Kedushin or something like that? Can't you learn that from the others? The Gemara says, you're right. And Atem Gam Atem is to teach me the din of B'nai Bris. But the Gemara says, B'nai Bris, you only need according to Tanna Kamma. But according to Reb Shimon, that you're not B'toras, then why do you need the din of that they're not B'nai Bris? Of course they're not Shliach. So now the Gemara says, according to Reb Shimon, you have to say back to the original thing, that Atem Gam Atem is just to teach me the din of Shliach. Ah, you ask me the din Shliach, I learn out from other sources. No, you wouldn't necessarily learn out from other sources. Because since we have so many exclusions, that this one can't be mafresh for you, and this one can't be mafresh, and that one can't be mafresh, so I might think a shliach also can't be mafresh. So comes the pasuk and says, no, a shliach can be. A oris can't, a apotropos can't, a shutav can't, if it's not yours you can't, but a shliach can. Oh, very good. Herr Schwechter, you had your hand up. We have to do some Rashis that we didn't do. Let's see Rashi. Midamas, imnaflon chula no sarta. Meaning, midamas means if it's mu'urav. In other words, if the truma of the guy falls into chulin, and you don't have 100 times chulin to the ratio of truma, then it's going to be the mass, it's going to answer the whole thing. Chayavim alechoma shachila b'shogi. Reb Shimon poted the kesov emi ruchov v'kuchom chayv v'chum v'yolchum v'migdochov v'lodidun akum. No, so the day later Labute. So according to Rav Shimon, he patters, right? Why does he patter? So the Gemara says because the kasover ain't the ruach of a kachavim chayv betruma. That if a guy makes the pile, that's not chayv and truma. As in contrast to Tanakama's opinion, who says that the digan akum is chayv and truma. Ain't the ruach akum chayv betruma. V'yolaf lam digan cha v'lo digan akum. Because the pasuk says digan cha v'lo digan akum. B'mnachos l'day leka l'miyot achar miyot matzchu l'tzrichi. In other words, and there's no two psukim for him. In other words, the other shita held that the gonfa twice, so two miyutim is a reboy for a guy, right? Two negatives is a positive, but he holds there's no two negatives because one the gonfa he needs for some other drasha, and there's one the gonfa left that the miruach hakum is potter. So atem gamatem lamali pshita del haviyav kol mishliach. Now leisi betruma de nafshei. In other words, you don't have to come on to a pasuk. He's not betaras. So it was itzrich lebrui shlichu l'truma shim nechsem atem lemutei arusim elitrom chalko shol bal bais la petrofes yisom vatorim shen shalo shalom idaito eim lemutei nami shliach lach yitzrich gam lerbuye. Okay. Okay. So now we're ready for Tosfos. Look at Tosfos. It says, "Only Chachavim Achusi Shatarim Terusim Truma." Peish Bekunchus. The Elser Lizarim. That was the Truma is a real Truma of the Goy, and if a non-Kohen eats it, a Zar, it's Elser. The Kasover, why? So Rashi explains because he must hold that Ain Kinyan La'akum Beretz Yisrael Afkia. That's one thing he has to hold, and number two, he has to hold that Miruach Akum is Ain Apotim Min HaTruma. In other words, if in order for a guy to have to be a chiyuv on the stuff of a guy in Shumas and Maisus, there has to be two assumptions. The assumption is that the guy's ownership is not mafkia from the Kedusha, and the guy's meruach doesn't exempt. It's still chayiv. And once you have those two assumptions, then what? Then it's chayiv. So ostensibly, the opinion therefore that holds that a guy's stuff is potter does not hold from... Now, he can argue, even if he argues on one of them, it's already potter. Even if he holds that ain't kinyan lafkia, but digun akum is potter, is also going to be, in other words, as long as he doesn't assume both assumptions, they'll be potter. In other words, in order to be chayiv, you have to assume both assumptions. But in order to be potter, as long as one of the assumptions is questioned, and it's not true, you're already potter. Either Ish kinyan lafkia, or that digan akum is potter. So one of the two is enough to potter. Noch is the only time of the goncha trei zimni lemuti digan akum ve mir da chamir el rabos medamas im nochal bechul and osarta haima chomesh ochol beshogim ve shimon potter ve chasover ein miruach akum chay betshuma ve yolav digan chav lo digan akum uvidei leke mir da chamir den matzlich atzruch alkan shonos. So till now it's just a quotation from Rashi. Now Tosfos starts speaking. Because of the perusho, the mashal of pligi biyesh kinyan la'akum. Now is that really so? There's these two opinions that say. One opinion says the goy stuff is chayiv in truma. The other stuff says not. So Tosfos is saying. So according to Rashi, it must be that they're arguing whether yesh kinyan or ein kinyan lafkia, right? But is that really so? What Tosfos is saying? What? Rashi never says that. What is? Because really, what? Right. In other words, so therefore, by yesh kinyan, they could both hold that ein kinyan lafkia. But the reason why he patters is what? That's because of meruach. So what's Tosfos talking about? Tosfos is playing a fast one on us. I don't like that one. Isn't that nice? Yeah, in other words.
Yeah, what? Tanakama and the Shim. Tanakama. I don't know if he's the board, right? So Tanakama says it's Chayiv.
So two assumptions are Ein Kinyan Rabkia, and number two, what? Liruach Akum is Eino Poter, meaning it's high. Now Rav Shimon says the guy stuff is Poter. But Rashi just said, he argues on Miruach. In other words, he doesn't have to argue on both points. As long as you argue on one point, in other words, he can hold that Ein Kinyan Lafkia, but still, Miruach Akum is potent. And the Mela is a potent. So Tosis is leading up to Eskakasha by saying, well, according to Rashi, Rav Shimon must hold that Yesh Kinyan Lafkia. That's not so. Where did Rashi ever say that?
In other words, in order for something to be exempt, you find one exemption, you're exempt. You don't have to find two exemptions. So who says, by the fact that Rav Shimon exempts, who says he holds that there are two exemptions? Maybe there's only one exemption. No, this is unbelievable. Who asked this kasha? What? Marsha. Marsha. You saw the Marsha? The Marsha asked this kasha. And the Maran. Maram is much easier than the Marsha. You know, of the two people on the page here, Marsha is like a killer, and the Maram is very easy. But you have to sweat on the Marsha. That's what Chazanish said. The Iker Amelus Batorah is the Limud Marsha. And he says, in this generation, people don't learn Marsha because they're lazy. It's the laziness of the generation that they don't learn Marsha. Right, Marsha was the Rav where? In Chelm, right? You know, as you know, in the olden days in the yeshivas, all they learned was Gemara Rashi Tosas Marsha. This is a new thing to learn Rishonim. It's because of the printing press that we have so many. But the yeshivas, they didn't have. They didn't. Today, if you don't learn Rishonim, you're very low level, right? Sure. But in the olden days, that's all they learned, is Gemara, Rashi, Tosis, and Marsha. They didn't learn Rosh. They didn't learn Rif. They didn't learn. That's how they learned. And then they would cover 60, 70 blocks of Gemara, Rashi, Tosis, Marsha. Today, Rishonim became popular. Because, you know, they printed these nice new Ritvas and these Rashbas, and, you know, and people, you know, the shift of learning totally changed. I remember Rabbi Novak had the Hope of Israel. He was a rabbi in the Hope of Israel. Passed away, a year or two ago. So he told me he was in Rav David Leibowitz's shir. That was the father of Rav Henoch Leibowitz. He said, and that was considered the top shir. You know, he's the Rosh Yeshiva of David Leibowitz. He was Rav Palm's Rebbe. I mean, all they did was Gemara Shitosis, maybe an occasional Marsha, but that was the way learning was. The Rishonim was a later thing, in yeshivas they should learn Rishonim. Because the yeshiva only had one Rashba for the whole yeshiva, one copy. You know, full yeshiva. So what people had, everyone had a Gemara. So they learned whatever was in the Gemara. And I'm not so sure in some of these yeshivas they had the Gemara with the Rif even. You know? Learning changed based on the availability of Svarim. Learning halacha became popular in the past 20 years.
20 years ago, people weren't into learning halacha. It wasn't a popular thing. You know, now the new tour and the new Shulchan Aruch, so people got into, you know, so it's interesting. Someone should write a sociological study of how learning changed based on the availability of different svarim and how printing of the different svarim changed the whole face of learning. For better or for worse, but it changed it. So the old style, so let's go, let's think that we're, you know, 100 years back in time now. sitting in the in Europe someplace in Cloyes and some learning what? It's time of the Lower East Side, yeah. That's the forerunner of this yeshiva. This yeshiva used to be on the Lower East Side, like 100 years ago. And then they moved it uptown. It used to not have a college either, this yeshiva. It's just a yeshiva, no college. It's like Rashid, no college. I don't know if the Gashmis was ever as good. Probably not. Okay, let's see Tosis. The kosher le perusho, the master of the pligi b'yesh kinyan. L'chora lo mashma kein mi perish Rashi. Because Tosha is not being honest. You know what Lazer Silva used to say, obviously with a grain of salt. You know, Tosha's, they're the biggest liars. You know, you can never trust them. You know, Tosha's, you know, quotes a Gemara, you gotta look it up. You know, Tosha says an assumption, you can't just go with him. You know, you can never. Obviously, he didn't mean it. Means that obviously that was the, on the surface. It looks like it's not. You know, obviously he didn't mean it literally. The parish el lo pliga tenai the hacha el b'mi ruach akum haval kul yalme in kinyan lal bekachovim bavkia. That's what, how Rashi's learning, and now all of a sudden Tosis saying Rashi said that they're arguing on both accounts. It's not true. In other words, and these two issues, l'chora, are not dependent upon each other. The issue of Yashiv Devraim, the Vada Eagle of Frusha Hacha, the Lopligi Tanai Elbe Miruach. So that's his kasha. So what's the answer? What's the why is he saying that? So let's look at the Maram a little bit. Maram says, Amud Bey, Zibra Maskal Ovi Kachovim. Tim Shumirich Achim B'Dapotzi, Yesh Lahakshas, Lamalo Tirso Atosis, the Savish Neim Yesh Kinyan, Mimruch with the Pligi. In other words, why didn't Tosis assume that everyone agrees Yesh Kinyan? Well, he's saying a little bit different. everyone agrees yesh kinyan. I thought everyone agrees ein kinyan. Yeah, let me see. This is a real Gemara here. Oh boy.
Chav Gimel.
Oh! See? That's why you need a Oz Hada Gemara. He changes it. It shouldn't say. In other words, why does he assume that everyone holds? Our guess is why assume everyone holds yesh kinyan, but that doesn't make any sense. He should say yesh lachshas lam lo tirzot tos tzav v'shneihem ein kinyan. Uvimiruach u'depligi. See, you could drive yourself crazy reading this maram, and it's wrong. Instead of yesh, you should say ein. That's a pretty bad mistake. Right? You can't say that everyone agrees yesh. If everyone agrees yesh kinyan, then everyone would say you're potter. But if you hold everyone agrees ain't Kenyan, so that means everyone agrees ain't Kenyan, so one opinion says Takya Chai, the other opinion says even though ain't Kenyan, but Miruach is going to pater. So I have to have the gears of ain't Kenyan and not Yesh Kenyan. This is good. We should all have these Gemaras. I have a copy of these. You see? Yeah.
Why can't you really say that
it was
also Yesh Kinyan, right?
If everyone agrees Yesh Kinyan, so how come this opinion that says that Yechayim?
Yeah, that was because it was
Meruach
from a Jew.
But Pasha says it was a Meruach of Akum. Right? What? What Tosa says later, I don't know. I'm up to this line. You could be ahead of me. So let's see the Maram inside. Yesh lachshas lam lo tirzot tos tzav v'shneihem yesh kinyan. You should write in. You should put a little dot there and write on the sideline. Tzarich lomar ein. Ein kinyan. Miruach u'depligi. Yesh lomar shatos tzav v'shneihem dehav ha'talya. The Tosas thinks that these two issues are dependent one on the other. Because whatever you hold by Yesh Kinyan is the same what you would hold by Digan Potter. The two issues are one and the same. How so? The man domi Yesh Kinyan sovar gam kein the Miruach Akum Potter. If you hold Yesh Kinyan, then Miruach Akum is going to be Potter. Why? The hadi Yesh Kinyan afin v'ksiv digoncha. What's the source of Yesh Kinyan? Digoncha. The lo dogan over kachavim. That was, it has to be grown in Jewish soil, not in Goyish soil. So that means yesh kinyan lafkia. Umigdagoncha hasheni yafin lo digonakum. Tain miruach. Umando me ein kinyan aiter shneim lidrosh dagoncha lo digonakum. Vein mir acher miyot el rabos digonakum. In other words, the one opinion says, the opinion that says yesh kinyan, he holds the, he learns it out from digoncha. So the other digoncha is also for that only a digon Yisrael. So was these two issues are dependent upon darshaning the Goncha twice for telling us that there's Yesh Kinyan Lafkia and that Miruach Hachem is Poter. But if you hold like the opinion that says that there's Ein Kinyan and Miruach Hachem is Chayiv, so the two the Gonchas of Mutei Ove Kachavim, and therefore two miyats from the same thing, and two miyats are marbeh, so it's marbeh that ain't kinyan lafkia and miruach hakum is poter. So in other words, what the Maram is saying, that these two issues are dependent one on the other. But anyone who's learning this Tosis, if you don't ask this question, then you missed, you were reading it too quickly. So to learn a Tosfos, you got to go slowly. If you think you're going to race through a Tosfos, you'll just miss it. So here is a fundamental thing. Tosfos is saying, according to Rashi, he's assuming that Ein Kinyan, that everyone agrees that there's a machlokas about Ein Kinyan, Yesh Kinyan. So the Maram and the Marshal both ask, who said? Who says they're arguing on Ein Kinyan, Yesh Kinyan? Because his whole kasha is going to be on that point. That's what he's going to attack. But the whole attack of Lechor is not so, because the Rashi never said they're arguing on Ein Kinyan and Yesh Kinyan. Both could agree Ein Kinyan. So therefore, so the Maram explains, and the Marshal says something similar, that whatever you that these two issues are Haba HaTalia. Because if you hold that the Gomkha is Lemute Akum, from what the Gomkha is from the Karka, and one the Gomkha is from the Miruach, so the Meila, those two aspects are potter. But if you're saying that the Gantha is both going on the same thing, not one of the Karka, one of the Miruach, but just one is on Stam, anything of a guy, so then you have two, it's repetitive. So two Miutim are coming to be Marbe. Oh. But Acharei Kechlos HaKol, that's how he's explaining Rashi. That the Haba HaTalia, and therefore they're arguing on Yesh Kinyan and Ein Kinyan. So Frektos is a Kashiv Kosher, the Perusho, the Mashma, the Pligi be Yesh Kinyan Lakum, Uperka Shalech Pligi ba Amarai. The Ein Tzvar Loma, the Pligi Tanoi, be Plugged the Amarai. Whereas we have a Machloikis here in the Mishnah of Reb Tanakam and Reb Shimon, where there are guys, produce is chayiv or not. And the way he's understanding Rashi, they're arguing on Yesh Kinyan or Ein Kinyan. Right? They're arguing on Yesh Kinyan and Ein Kinyan. But if that be the so, that issue is already, it's a machlokas amaroim. So it comes out that you have a machlokas tanoim, and elsewhere you have a machlokas amaroim on the same issue. So he doesn't like that. I mean, that amaroim are arguing on the same thing tanoim are arguing. Yeah?
We say that all the time, like, oh, hi, machlokas.
Right. So Yossi Sipslishlita points out, isn't we say that throughout Shas. Right? Yossi says many times.
Seen it all over.
Right? That you have what? No, but one second. So Tos is saying, Ain't Svar Lomar the Pligi Tanai be Plugta da Maroi. Oh, so what did Kerr say?
It would be like, Maroi really agreeing with
Tanai. Oh, so in other words, when the Gemara in Gittin has the main Sugya, it only speaks about the Amarayim speaking on this issue. If it was already in Machlokas Tanaim, it would have brought that the Tanaim already spoke on the issue. So Kirsch is pointing out, since the Gemara, this is your own Svar? Right. So it's very good what he's saying. In other words, since the main Sugi of Yesh Kinyan Ein Kinyan, they don't quote Tanaim arguing on this issue, they only quote the Amarayim, so it's mashma that the Tanaim were never arguing on this issue.
If that's the main sugya,
and there's a machlokas tanaim, so it's not mistaber that when the Gemara was compiled and they want to have a sugya about Yesh, they totally neglect, you know, what the tanaim said. It's like if you're writing an encyclopedia about shlichus, and you totally neglect to say that there's a Mishnah in Kiddushin about it, and you start with some Amoraim speaking about it. So that's ridiculous, because there's a Mishnah, that's a basic source. So that has to come first. So he says, Ein Svar Loma, the Pligi Tanai, the Pligi Tanai, the Kach Perish Ri. So therefore, the Ri now goes ahead and gives a different pshat in Tosis. In the Gemara. That this machlok is Tanakam and Reb Shimon, whether the goy stoffer is chayv or not, is not toloi on the shayla of Yesh Kinyan, and it's not even toloi on the shayla of whether Miruach Hakam is poter. What does he mean? Kachpei Rishri Tanakam is sover da fil Yesh Kinyan, Mishkach HaSapir, Shetvosu Chayv Betruma. Whereas you can have a scenario, even if you hold Yesh Kinyan. So if you hold Yesh Kinyan, Lachor, at first glance, the guy stuff for sure is potter. Because Yesh Kinyan, that means that the guy owns the land. It's like California. Right? So if you hold Yesh Kinyan, how can you possibly... No, you can hold Yesh Kinyan and still be chayav. What's the case? So he gives you a case. So the case is like this. When the original tfuwa was put into the ground was owned by a Jew. And it grew a shlish still under the ownership of a Jew. So memela, it's definitely going to be chayav from the perspective of, you know, growing from the ground, because originally when it grew from the ground, it was under Jewish property. And then only later, the guy buys it from him. So then that's machlokas with Yechayev a potter. But in other words, so you don't have to say that this machlokas has anything to do with what? With the shayla of Yesh Kinyan and Ein Kinyan, because the Kuli Alma in this situation, it's going to be Chayev from the perspective of the ground, because it's talking about that it grew from a goyish, from a Jewish ground. And growing means the first third of its growth was on the Jewish ground. So b'meila, that is now considered a gidul of chiyuv. Now later it was sold to the guy. So, and then there's a machlokas, whether it's chayv or not. Oh, but the question is, but what about the shayla of miruach akum poter or not? If it's sold to a guy, l'chora that means that the guy did the miruach. And that's a question whether miruach is chayiv or not. So if imishu miruach ha'akum, the poter, yeshluk. In other words, what Tosis wants to say is that everyone holds in this machlokas that yesh kinyan vafkia, and everyone holds miruach ha'akum is poter. Everyone. So if you hold yesh kinyan and you hold miruach ha'akum is poter, so then you have two reasons why it should be poter. How can anyone in this world say it's chayiv? So what Tosis is going to do is he's going to construct a case where even though everyone holds that one, that Yesh Kinyan, and everyone holds Miruach Hakam is poter, nonetheless, there could still be a room to say that one, that it's going to be high. How can it be high? It's Yesh Kinyan. The answer is from started off in the Jews' possession. And he's going to construct a theoretical case where you can circumvent the issue of Miruach Akum and you can circumvent the issue of Yesh Kinyan and come up with and construct a case where what? Where it's going to be Chayv. So what's the case? So he says, that it was originally in the Jewish possession. Right? God lo shlish b'yad Yisrael. V'imishu miruach ha'akum de poter, are you going to say, but miruach ha'akum is in a poter anyway? Yishloma de ma'ishu merchu Yisrael. And the miruach was done by Yisrael. So, 1 second. So that means the miruach was done by the Yisrael, and the first time the shlish was done by Yisrael. Oh, so then later on the guy bought it. Right? So the chiddush is that even the chiddush is that so mitzad the tvua certainly should be chayiv. The question is now that the guy bought it, is it chayiv or not? And that's the machlokas between Tanakam and Rav Shimon. But the question is, if the guy bought it, isn't there a halacha that once you sell some the trumas and maestras, once you sell tvua, then it's only chayiv and trumas and maestras mid the rabban? So v'imishum zaracha v'lo lakuach. But isn't there a pasuk that says that it has to be you're only chayiv and trumas and maestras from your produce? But if you buy it, then you're not chayiv. Then you're not chayiv. So if that be the case, how could the Tanakham say that the goy is chayiv and trumas and maestras, but Tosis is saying the case is that he bought it from a Jew? How is he chayiv? Yesh lomar, the Meiri shalokham kodem iruach. In other words, the case was the Jew originally owned the land, and he grew shlish. Right? And then the guy bought it. And then the Jew did meruach. Now, does that mean the Jew necessarily bought it back, or just he did meruach? Is it totally the physical action, or is it totally on the ownership? And he says, "Ptur de lakuach, the ptur of lakuach eino el achar meruach. It's only if you bought it after meruach." So Mamela, it has to be a case where there's not going to be a Ptur Meruach, and so the case, so either you could say that it was originally in the Jew's hand, then it was sold to a originally it was in the Jew's hand, and then it was bought by a guy, and now the meruach was done by the Yisrael. Let's say the physical action is done by the Yisrael. So now the halacha is, according to Tanakam, it's chayiv and trumas and maestros, even though it's owned by the guy. There are two reasons it should be potter, because yesh kinyan or because of miruach akum. The answer is the miruach wasn't done by the akum, and furthermore, the Jew owned it at the time that it originally grew, so it's not going to be a din of yesh kinyan or not. And now we have a machlokes: is it chayiv or not? So the question is, what are they arguing about? Why should anyone say the potter? If it originally was owned by the Jew, and the Gemar Malacha was done by the Jew, it's just now the guy owns it. In other words, originally it was owned by a Jew, and it was sold to a guy, but the guy let the Jew make the pile.
That's enough, maybe.
Right? So the Mela. Right, so Lachor had all the good things. The Bechayev, it was owned by a Jew originally, and the Miruch was done by a Jew. And that case is the case where there's a Machlokas Tanakam and Reb Shimon. So the question is, so why Lachor? Everyone now should agree Yechayev. Why would Reb Shimon say Yipotter? Right, if the Miruch was done, you can't say Yipotter me did Miruch Akum, because the Akum didn't do the Miruch, and you can't say that. It was because of Yesh Kenyan, because originally it was owned by the Jew. So why does Tanakama say Yipotter? That's Tosas Kasha right now. The Kasha then came Dumi the Hachi. If that's the case, so then this is the case that Reb Shimon is saying Potter. Dumi the Hachi Potter Reb Shimon, my Taima. Yesh Lomar, the Taima, the Ka'omar, Bezvachim, the Omar Reb Shimon, Kotche, Ove Kachavim, Eimehem Ila. Mishum Dialfin and Chet Chet Mitruma. Umitruma Ksiv B'nei Yisrael V'lo Avdi Chachom. Alma Maid Lei Kro Behedya. Whereas we have a Gemara that says, we know that a Goyim can bring certain Karbonis, right? Like Karbon Ola, etc. A Goy can bring. So that means a Goy can take an animal and say, Hareza Ola. And it's a good Karbon. You bring it on the Mizbeach. But the Gemara says, that if somebody uses that korban for a mundane purpose, when normally there's a halacha of me'ila, by the karbanos of a guy, there's no me'ila. Even though it's a good korban, but if someone uses it for an outside purpose, it's not... It's not going to be a din mila, and it's learned out a gzeira shava of chet chet bitruma, that just like by truma, by mila it says the word chet, and by truma it says the word chet, and just by truma it says dabero b'nei Yisrael, so we transfer the word. It says chet by truma, and it says b'nei Yisrael by truma. So too by mila it says chet, so we transfer that b'nei Yisrael also, only by kachet b'nei Yisrael is there a din of mila. So Mamela, that's why Reb Shimon is poter, because of this Gzeira Shava. Not this Gzeira Shava, by the fact that, no, the Gzeira Shava you only need for Me'ila. But you see, in the course of the Gzeira Shava, they were learning out that by Truma it says B'nai Yisrael, that means only B'nai Yisrael, and then we learned it out in the case over there by Kotcheyakum. So with so over here, when it's talking about the Chi of Truma, it's only B'nai Yisrael and not Akum. So Mimela, that's why Reb Shimon says it's Potter. And according to Tanakhama, you don't have this drasha, even though the Pasuk says B'nai Yisrael, so what is Tanakhama going to say back? He'll say, the bear B'nai Yisrael, but but it doesn't mean to exclude Akum. So that's what he says. Afinu chechem truma, who truma says b'nei Yisrael v'leiv kovim alma mamayit lekroa behedya. So in other words, you see that the pasuk excludes goyim explicitly, mamayit lekroa behedya explicitly, because it says b'nei Yisrael. Yeah, Harashvach, you had your hand up.
No.
No. It's all good. Yes, Kirsch.
No,
no. What Tosis wants to do, Tosis is not saying everyone agrees to Yesh Kinyan. Tosis is saying that he's going to give you a scenario where the issue of Ein Kinyan and Yesh Kinyan is going to be irrelevant. In other words, Yesh Kinyan and Ein Kinyan means if a guy owns something, what is the halakha? Does it become like California or not? Yesh Kinyan means it becomes like California, Ein Kinyan means it remains Israel. But Tosis is going to give you a scenario where Yesh Kinyan, not even halakhically Yesh Kinyan, it's because the scenario was that it grew in Jewish soil. So then, there's no machlokas about Yesh Kinyan and Kinyan. Yesh Kinyan, Yesh Kinyan, Yesh Kinyan is short for a phrase, Yesh Kinyan la'achim la'kia, or Ein Kinyan la'achim la'kia. But it's also saying that has nothing to do with Ashtubia. Because Ashtubia spoke about a case where it was owned by a Jew when it originally grew. It was owned by a Jew when it originally grew. And then later on, it was sold to the Goy. But then the Jew still went and did the Meruach. The guy let him do the Meruach. So he did the Meruach. So there's no problem. Meruach after Pote, and it was owned by a Jew. And so everything's good.
Wow.
So Rashi's saying that this machlokes is toloi on what you hold by Yesh Kinyan and what you hold by Meruach Akum. Tosis has nothing to do. This case is not relevant whether you hold Yesh Kinyan or Ein Kinyan, and it's not relevant whether Meruach Akum is toloi or not, because I was able to construct a case where Ein Kinyan and Yesh Kinyan is irrelevant because it was owned by a Jew, and Meruach Akum or not Meruach Akum is also irrelevant because the Meruach was done by Yisrael, the pile was heaped up by Yisrael. So Nemela, and then the only question is, do we dash it B'nai Yisrael or Akum or not? Do we have such a structure or not? And that's what the Shai is going to be told. It's a good Tosis. It's nothing like a good Tosis for breakfast. Maybe so.
Two questions. First is, you say that my focus is just, it doesn't matter whether or not the Jew owned it for a split of the plant life, but rather he just did the Meruah?
But if he didn't own it, so then it's going to be a shayla of yesh kinyan and kinyan.
Oh, it has to be both, right?
Tosfos doesn't want that this machlokas should have anything to do with yesh kinyan and kinyan, because if it does, then it comes out that these tanaim are arguing in the machlokas amaraim, and as Kirsch pointed out, it should have been therefore recorded in the Gemara and Gittin. Whereas Yossi points out, well, don't they do that all the time? Which is true. And that, because the Gemara always says, whenever there's a kasha on an Amora, he'll always say, oh, but I have a Tana that says like me, so I have an ally, so you can't slug me up with your Brisa, because I also have Tana in exhaust. So that's the role of Shas is like that, like Yossi points out. So Kirsch wanted him to answer what he said, that it should have been at least recorded there and get this machlokas. Maybe what happened was like this, that the land was owned by a Jew and he sold it to a guy, but the guy lives someplace else, and he said, you Jew, you sold it to me, but still you be the caretaker of the land, even though it's now my land. Maybe the guy didn't want to bother, the Jew was living on the farm. So whatever he is, he's just a worker. He might not even an arisa. Arisa gets a share of the profit. Maybe he just pays him separately. He's not even an arisa. So maybe that's why in Metzius, that's what happened.
Yeah. I'll just read that line that Loket El Acherman Meruah. In this case,
because the whole
went to place after the Meruah action.
In other words, because there's another halacha that you only chayiv in Trumas and Maisif if it's your stuff. But if you bought it, you're not chayiv. So the question is, so why is Tanakama say chayiv? Didn't we say the case was that it was bought by a guy? So to that Tosa says the din of buying potters only after the Meruach. If it was bought after the Meruach, so then it's potter. But if it was bought before the Meruach, so then the chayiv didn't set in yet, so Bemela the Ptur of Lakuach can't set in if the chayiv didn't set in yet. So since the Lakicha, the transaction took place before the Meruach, Lakicha before the Meruach doesn't patter, only Lakuach after.
So that's the case where it happened after? That's why you're tied to thing?
So it's, this case is talking about when the Lakicha took place before the Meruach. No, the halacha of Lokeach, that exempts is only after Meruach. But our case is before. That's what he writes. Shalachon called the Meruach. Ah, you'll tell me there's a din of Lakuach as Potter? That din of Lakuach Potter is only after Meruach. Right. So in other words, there are three issues. In order to get a chiyuv here, according to Tosis, you have to make sure that we're not dealing with the issue of yesh kinyan ein kinyan. It was God l'shlish b'ad Yisrael. You have to make sure that meruach hakum is not an issue. It was done by Yisrael. But what about the din of lakuach? That anything that's bought is already automatically potter. So Tosis quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that din is only if it's bought after the meruach. Whereas once it's chayiv, then you did a lakicha, so that potters it. But the tour of lakuach doesn't set in if there's no chiyuv yet. So if the lakicha took place before the meruach, that's not going to be potter. A beautiful Tosis. To learn a Tosis is mamish worth $1 million. Mamish to do a Tosis well.
So what happens to the
kasha
of the
Marsha
and the
Maram? Why is Tosis assuming that? So he's saying because Tosis assumed that the two issues are Haba HaTalia. Yeah, in other words, we have two times. What?
Tosis doesn't assume that way. As a matter of fact, Tosis is Mabatil, the first assumption.
Tosis is understanding Rashi.
I was just saying, why does
Tosafot
have to understand Rashi that way?
In other words, that's how they asked. In other words, Rashi never said that. Rashi only said the Machlokas is about Meruach Achum Poter. He never said they were arguing on Yesh Kinyan. He only in the second Rashi when he speaks about the Reb Shimon, he says because Reb Shimon holds Miruach HaKapoter, but he never said that Reb Shimon holds that Yesh Kinyan Lafkiyah. So it's mashma that Reb Shimon would agree that ain't Kinyan Lafkiyah. And the only machlokas is whether Miruach HaKapoter or not. But Rashi, Matosus quotes Rashi as saying that no, they're arguing on two accounts. So the whether Miruach HaKapoter or not, or whether Yesh Kinyan ain't Kinyan. So Marshara asks Matosus, why does Tosus read that into Rashi? Rashi never said that. Rashi just said that they're arguing on the Miruach HaKapoter or not, but he never says they're arguing on Yesh Kinyan and Kinyan. So the Maraman says, Tosus was assuming in Rashi that these two issues are a Hab HaTalia, that if you hold Miruach HaKam as Yesh Kinyan, you hold Miruach HaKapoter, because that means that you dash in the Goncha below Akum, that one of them is on the land and one of them is on the Miruach. But if you hold like the other opinion that both the gods are saying the two same things, then they would both be chayiv. So, in other words, so that's how Maram learns within Tosis. Yeah.
I keep missing how he said Kabbalah Talia in the two ways to make it
puzzle. Because it says the gods twice.
Yeah.
And we darshan one degoncha. So if we darshan just two degonchas, pater akum, so then it's a miyat achar miyat larabos, then yichayv. But the other opinion said no. The degoncha is not just stam to be miyat akum. The degoncha has to say a specific thing that lo miruach akum, and then lo karka akum. So if we darshan as a specific thing, then it's not two psukim saying the same thing. Then it's going to be two exclusions. But if we say that it's not talking about a specific thing, then it's just two psukim with exclusions, which is a reboy. This is a good tosis. You know, it takes time to, you know, you should take time to work out a tosis, I will say. You shouldn't. You're learning here. You want to Gemara Rashi Tosfos on the daf. Take time to work it out. You know it's not a simple task. It's not a simple task. Did anyone look up the Gilyon Hashas? He says to look at the Tori Evan. Anyone look up the Tori Evan? So maybe for Thursday, you'll get your hands on a Tori Evan, Chagiga Yud Aved Beis, and you'll look it up. Okay? Who wrote the Tori Evan? Who wrote the Tori Evan? What? Someone said it.
The Shag
Azari. The Shag Azari. What is the Tori Evan on? Which Masechtas? Chagiga. If I'm wrong. Chagiga? No. Megillah? And Rosh Hashanah. If you learn any one of these three svarim, the Tori Evan is a must. Right? The Tori Evan is like in Achronim, that's the classic sefer. Rosh Hashanah, Megillah, Chagiga. What other sefer did he write on? What else? He wrote the Shag Asari, the Tshuvas. And what else did he write?
Guru Asari.
Guru Asari on? From Masechta?
Yuma.
On Tainus. Yeah. So, yeah, you can, you know, you, that's a good bar mitzvah gift, you know. What you do with a bar mitzvah gift, you get a set. Shag Asari, Tori Evan, and Guru Asari in one set. For Yeshivish and Bar Mitzvah boy. Very good. Okay. Thank you.